This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is Europe adding more countries or more problems?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get a take on the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it all affects the United States. More news on the ongoing crisis in the European Union. It's getting bigger. The union, that is. European leaders meeting in Brussels have moved toward inviting two more countries in, but it's not exactly a recipe for good health. Christopher Worth reports.
Estonia has inflation problems, and Iceland's financial system has collapsed. So why is the Eurozone inviting those countries and those headaches to its ranks when existing members like Greece and Spain have troubles of their own? Cinzia Alcidi is with the Center for European Policy Studies. She says Estonia has kept its debt to a minimum, something the rest of Europe has failed to do.
I see it largely as a political message. Really the fact that the Eurozone is still open, and Estonia made an adjustment that many countries in the Eurozone could dream of. This is the sort of adjustment that Greece should do.
Alcidi says, in addition, since the economies of Estonia and Iceland are so small, they have little risk of adding to problems that the Eurozone already faces. And expanding now, in the face of a crisis, could help restore confidence in the battered currency. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Well, European leaders caved into an American request. They've agreed to publish the results of their bank stress tests. U.S. officials hope the tests will reveal the financial health of Europe's banks. But didn't we have bank stress tests here in the United States, and did they solve any of our financial troubles? Here's Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard.
Europe is testing more than 20 of its biggest banks, subjecting them to a series of theoretical traumatic events to see which ones need to raise more capital. The U.S. did this last year on 19 American banks and then published the results. But the Europeans have generally preferred a more discreet approach, keeping the test results private. Now there's been a change of heart, the European banking system seizing up because of doubts about who's holding the dodgiest debt. Suspicions are deepest in Spain. And in order to dispel them, the Spanish government has now persuaded its European partners to follow the American model. Jan Randolph analyzes debt for IHS Global Insight.
They feel as though a lot of unnecessary uncertainty is generated because of the lack of transparency. And it basically clogs up the system and doesn't allow the system to move on.
The European results will be published by the end of July. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
How's Europe responding to the stress tests? Well, right now, shares are lower right now. London's FTSE down now about a tenth of a percent. Asian stocks were mixed today. Japan's Nikkei was flat. Wall Street yesterday, some modest gains in New York. The S&P and NASDAQ nudged up less than a quarter of a percent. The Dow, the same, up about 24 points at 10,434.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Last month's employment report was nothing special, but at least the nation's not losing jobs. So what opportunities are out there at this point? For our series on long-term unemployment, Help Not Wanted, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman dropped in on a job fair near Chicago.
I have a company. They're looking for installers to go in people's homes.
My name is Mohammed Fahim. I am the Business Employer Services for Illinois WorkNet, Northern Cook County. Last year, we had planned two job fairs, and we had to cancel both of them. There was no employer willing to hire last year. This year, there's a space here for 12 employers, all full. Let's start off from here. This is a Manpower, which is a staffing agency. And over here, this is a jewelry manufacturer and distributor.
My name is Christine Coleman, and I'm with Jewels by Park Lane. I'm looking for outside sales representatives. This is commission-driven. They have to go out and actually book their own appointments. They can do home shows. They can do offices. They can do events. We have the Bridal Expo coming up.
My name is Alex Moliak, and we're an information technology company, Sistigration. We have quite a few job openings. There are some jobs in the information technology field which we're hiring for a specific set of skills. There is basically no available job applicants.
So what's your availability to come in next week and interview with us?
My name is Mary Piazza, Net 56. We are an internet solutions provider. We have not been doing a lot of hiring in the last year and a half. Believe it or not, we have had people that have moved on after a couple of years with us, and these are basically entry-level positions. That could range from $32,000 to $47,000.
Good morning.
Just looking at the technology solutions.
So you're saying sales?
Yes. I've been into solution selling for last more than 16 years.
Find out more about our Help Not Wanted series at our website, marketplace.org. And this weekend, check out Marketplace Money from WBEZ in Chicago, focusing on the jobs picture through the lens of the Windy City. And finally, all the business news of the week summed up in 60 seconds, the Marketplace Minute with Bill Radke.
Obama's made himself commander-in-chief of a war that can end in nothing but grief. He can't stop the oil, and he can't save the reef, and he can't give the walruses, pelicans, any relief. While the BP guy who wants his life back is fighting a war where his only attack is from Congress, who really can't make him do jack. He can promise them money and stay in the black. The new iPhone's arrival was greeted with glee. Those who are into the early adopt attempted to buy one from AT&T and were told, "I'm sorry, your call has been dropped." The French can retire at 60 today, but it's looking like that will be going away. They will soon have to wait until age 62. In English, we have a saying, boo-hoo. And deflation is something you're starting to see in the price of your food, in a big screen TV. You could even see me read this poem for free. And that's even more cheap than a share of BP. If you want to watch it, you know where to be. We'll have it at marketplace.org.
Marketplace's Bill Radke. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.